7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Happy too. 909, one of our favorite numbers here on the Dubious Goals Committee. But that is not the correct time. The actual time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. Ding! The time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And you might have figured it out already. I am out and about. I am walking around. I am outside getting me some exercise. Walking around today like a fool because it is warm. It is at least 65 degrees Fahrenheit. That's approximately 17 degrees Celsius. It is sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky. And it's kind of still. It's been a little bit windy the last couple days, but now today it's really nice. And so I have decided to come out here walking around in my neighborhood. And where am I? Well, I was real curious. I had to walk down to the golf course, see what's going on down at the golf course. And I'm down at the other end of the parking lot, overlooking the little practice green, trying to look into the creek, see if there's any dutages running around. But I don't actually want to go down into the creek or do any of that because it's still very wet. There's still snow on the ground. There's still piles of snow here in the parking lot. There's still a lot of snow everywhere. And so everything is wet and is going to stay wet for a while. And this is good. This is lots of moisture soaking into the ground for mushrooms. I keep hearing a very strange sound. Cannot figure out what I'm listening to, what I'm hearing. But yeah, I wanted to come down to the golf course to see if there was any action. I was hoping maybe I would see some guys out here working, getting the golf course ready for the season. And whereas there is one car in the parking lot here, I think this car actually belongs to this guy who's standing over here in the field of the school. I thought he was flying a kite, but I do not see a kite anywhere. And that unusual sound leads me to believe that maybe he's flying a control line airplane, a tethered airplane. And that's cool too. So, looking out over the golf course, I can see a couple of big trees down. One, two, three little areas where a large tree has come down, has been chopped up. So yeah, somebody has been working. They've been working out here. So maybe we're gonna see a golf course opening soon. Who knows? Who knows? Very excited about it. Oh, there's some doggies in the parking lot. Hi, doggies. I'm looking at the, what do you call this? This is not technically a clubhouse, I don't think. It might be. Who knows? No fivesomes allowed. We reserve the right to pair up in groups. If you have two clubs, shoes and shirts mandatory. Oh, darn. I guess we can't play topless golf here at the Warren Swigert Memorial Golf Course. In my neighborhood. Alright, so I'm walking back sort of around the corner here. Walking around the side of the clubhouse or the... I don't even know what you call this. It's not a caddy shack. It's not a maintenance shed. It's just sort of the office with a window where you step up and pay your green fee so you can play golf. So you can play golf on the golf course. I'm looking out over there. Oh, look at all those golf ball cleaners. See, there's one. How many do they have on this golf course? There's at least three, but I'm not entirely certain. One of these days, I've mentioned it before, but one of these days we're actually going to have to come here, pay the fee, and pretend to play golf just so we can walk around on the golf course to see what's up, see, get a better, you know, tactical understanding of the golf course. All right, I'm going to walk back to my house now. And we're going to walk up this street. What street is this? I don't know. We're going to walk up this street and see how many of my neighbors still have their Christmas lights up. Because I know there is one. There's at least one. It's the guy that I can see from my kitchen window. But yeah, no, there's one right here. This guy's got all his Christmas lights. Yeah, still all on the ledge. Oh yeah, and he's got a JB McF Huskers truck. This is what we call a straight up Joe Bob. And he's talking to his neighbor. Oh, I wish I could tell you all about this phenomenon that we have in my state. But to make a long story short, there's a certain type of Husker fan that we refer to as a Joe Bob. And they have a Husker truck. And it is red, and it has Husker logos all over it, etc., etc. We don't need to go into it. So, there's one. There's one Joe Bob. Still got his Christmas lights up. Don't know if he actually lights them, though, because I can't actually see those from my house. All right, checking both sides of the street. And we've got some winter decorations still up. But I'm passing by one of my favorite houses here. They've got their St. Patrick's Day stuff out. All right. They got nice banners and the flags out today. Looking good, looking good. Oh, and then across the street, this is brilliant. There's a small pile of clothing. There's a small pile of clothing in the yard around a small pile of snow. A scarf. Oh, and there is even a carrot laying there. And there are two sticks that have gloves on them, lying on the ground. The remnants of a snowman. Okay. I don't know why that's funny to me. It's just, yeah, it's springtime, I guess. I don't know. And, all right. Here we go. Now, which one of these... Yeah, there's... Wait, is that the one I can see from my house? No. I can't see that from my house. Okay, there's another house with Christmas lights up, but that's not the one that we're even looking for. Don't know if those are on at night. And here we go. Walking by my friend Jim's house, guy I used to hang out with in high school, full bore. Still got the plastic snowman in the front yard. Still has the giant snowflakes on the house. And then, of course, across the street from him, we have the house that we can see from my kitchen window. Still have Christmas lights up. What's the date today? Is it like March 9th, March 10th? I don't know. I don't know. But I can tell you this much, Christmas is over. And it's been over for a while. Another thing you need to know is I'm... Wow, my finger hurts. Wait, what's that smell? I smell smoke. Somebody's barbecuing. Oh, and you know, I probably know who it is. It's the guy down there. The guy down there has got a bunch of smokers. Alrighty, turning back onto my street. Things are getting finished up here. They're looks like they only have one more driveway apron to pour. The people who live in Julie's old house got a nice street. We got huge numbers of cones going up and down the street. No parking signs on both sides of the street. Oh, it's very exciting. I don't see any workers. Oh, no, there's a guy in a bobcat up there and a guy with a shovel scooping dirt, getting the dirt off the street. All right, so let's walk up my driveway. Let's look in my mailbox. We got no mail. That's fine. I don't need none of your damn mail. So we'll go back inside here. Close the garage door. And here we are, back in my house. And there's my kitty. Hi, Peppa. She's over there by her kitty condo. Wants to know if she's trying to figure out if she wants to go outside or not. You know, look at me. Were you watching the construction before? Yeah, I thought so. It's a good baby. And let's sit down here. Yeah. Because I've got some tea. I got some tea I got to drink. Ow, but be careful, Tobe, as he pours the tea into the teacup. Ow, ow. Drinking that Longjing today. Drinking that delicious new Longjing. It's pretty good. It's pretty good, but... I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a lot of infusions out of this. I've been trying it and maxing it out. It's kind of... You know what I'm saying. But more importantly, what the hell is wrong with my finger? I noticed this last night. Committee members may remember, for like the last week, every once in a while I've been saying, ow, what the hell is wrong with my finger? Well, last night it got really bad. It may have been yesterday at some point in time. And at one point in time, there was even a bump. There was a weird bump right here. And the pain was right here. But now the pain has moved 1 centimeter forward. And is now over here. What the hell is going on? It's between the two joints of my finger. And wait, does it actually hurt? It doesn't hurt so much as it sort of itches or something until I... then try to use it, and then there's this crazy sharp pain, and it's like, wait, what the hell is wrong with my finger? And I don't think there's anything broken, and obviously there's nothing broken, because I'm moving everything fine. It's just weird. What did I do? I don't know. Is this another one of those tea-related injuries? Or is it something more sinister? Have Eurorack enthusiasts been sneaking into my house, and then... you know, trying to smash my fingers when I'm sleeping to prevent me from preaching the one true way of modular synthesis? I don't know. That could be it. You'd think it would hurt more. But then again, we've never known Eurorack enthusiasts to be very effective. Regardless, I'm sitting here in front of a bunch of equipment. Sitting here spread out on the floor. We got little synthesizers. You know, I can't get that idea out of my head. I cannot get the idea of acid gamelan out of my head. Acid gamelan. We can blame Froggy Me for this, of course. We covered this back, what was that, Sunday? And I haven't been pursuing that, but the idea is still in my head. And I've been screwing around doing some other stuff. And I don't know if I have the motivation to do this other stuff when I keep thinking, do we really need to do some kind of acid gamelan or gamelan acid? I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I've been getting a little bit distracted with all this dorky stuff. Getting away from my intentions and just wasting my time with all this stupid noodle business. Dank, dank. Blonk, blonk. There's your acid bass right there. Playing with my toes as I drink tea.
That's just good radio. Right, so what are we doing? What are we... I don't know. I gotta stop wasting my time doing all these little stupid little... Dooka-dooka-dooka-dooka-dooka funny little wacky tobe music things that I do. Why do I even do these things? It's fun. But if we're going to be doing synth stuff, we need to get into some serious synth stuff pretty soon. Because look how warm it is out today. Look how warm it's going to get. It's going to be springtime soon. We're going to have to go out and look for marmots and look for mushrooms and look for herons. We've got to go to the heronry. I kind of want to go to the heronry today. I got to go to the store. And I'm thinking maybe I'll just drive over to the heronry, which is, you know, just down the street from the grocery store. How far is that? It's like a mile. Maybe, I don't know. It's not even that much. Maybe, probably. I don't know. It's like a kilometer. Let's say it's a kilometer. So I could go to the store, get my waffles, because I ate the last two of the waffles today. I need to get some waffles. Maybe I'll get some Black Forest ham, some baby Swiss cheese, make sandwiches. I could do that. Or I could sit here and play acid bass with my toes. That's fun. Honkity, honkity, honkity. Right, so... What are we even doing? I don't know. Is it time for the daily wacky synth jam? I guess we could do something. I don't know. I don't. Okay, hold on. Let me put this down. Somebody get ready. We'll be right back. And I think that's about all the patience I have for that. Yeah, again, another one of those little dorky things that just sort of fell together, because that's how it happens around here. But again, yeah, what do you do with that, right? You know, there's no intro, there's no outro, there's no nothing. I don't feel like actually doing the work of arranging it. And it's not that I have a problem with the actual arrangements themselves. I just don't want to have to set up the intros and the outros. Just don't feel like doing it. So what do I feel like doing? Do I actually want to get into some kind of gamelan-sounding, acid gamelan thing? I kind of do. Hey, take it easy on the carpet over there. My cat's tearing up the carpet. Are you digging for treasure? Do you think there's kitty treasure in the carpet? There's no kitty treasure in the carpet. Oh, my cat. My cat needs to learn how to play acid bass. Am I right? Oh, boy. And if you're looking for an acid synth, I saw something a couple of weeks ago made by a guy down in Texas. You know those guys down in Texas, they'll make some wacky stuff. A guy named Eric Archer has a very interesting little synth that it's like, oh, geez. I kind of, it's one of those things that if I was going to go, you know, like acid 303 crazy, I'd probably have to have it because it is damn cool. But yeah, so if you need recommendations or if you want to see what the coolest products in Cooltown are, email me, the mayor of Cooltown. Tobe@sdf.org. Ooh, I can tell you where to get all of your acid music parts. Anyway, maybe that is what I'll do today. Maybe I'll spend some time today. Wait, am I missing a game? When does the game start? Oh no, the game doesn't start for a while. It doesn't start for at least another like 25 minutes. Yeah, why is there a game today? I don't know. And do I have to take out the trash today? I don't know. I want to go to the store. I want food. I am hungry. What should I eat? Anyway, how badly do I want to go nuts trying to make acid gamelan? I don't know. I gotta stay focused. No, we gotta do ambient generative environmental synthesis. I guess we still got plenty of time to work on that, though, really. I gotta get some stuff made. We gotta get some synths out to the forest and, you know, do some forest synthing, because that's a real thing that I invented. Well, I probably didn't even invent it. Somebody else has probably thought of this great idea before me. I just need to execute it with brilliance and tobeness. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should just sit around here and try to make up cool sound effects for terrible science fiction movies. Because you know how great I am at the sounds of computation. Computer! Am I right? Am I right? Oh, it's so dumb that I love it. And it makes me laugh every freaking time. So let me get up here. Let's do something really weird. That's why does this never want to reset when I press reset? Quite work. Yeah, you heard that right. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm having way too much fun. I'm having way too much fun with some of my old toys, some of my new toys. And you know what I think we should do? We should get my other Emu out. We should get out the planet Earth. I forget the model number, but that thing is messed up. The engine is fine. It's just that the display is black, and so you can't see where you are. There's no menus to see. You can't figure out where the... It's impossible. But maybe if we just hook a MIDI cable up to it and we pray to the MIDI gods and OPPD, maybe we could get some really wacky stuff out of there, because that's where all my cool ethnic percussion is, and I can't use my ethnic percussion. I've got the craziest drum sets. You thought this was nuts? Yeah, that's nothing. That isn't even with the thing. Now do it. Oh, yeah! Once I get my ethnic percussion going, it gets really awesome. Which reminds me, maybe we should get the 707 from Doug. And let's also remember that Doug himself owns a 727. The 727 was the Latin percussion version of the 707. And when you put the 707 and the 727 together, you get some really fun stuff going on. But it sounds, you know, all 8-bitty. Which is also cool, in a way, if you're doing 8-bitty stuff, which seems to be extraordinarily popular these days. Maybe I should get it out. Does this stuff still work? Can I get a hold of Doug? Who knows? I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. But I should probably tell you that you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. And I gotta go. I probably should eat some food. And I do need to go to the store to buy some more food, so I gotta get it all together. Come back tomorrow. We'll do some more stuff. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.